Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Hey, it's Matt Leon, and it's time for another college football preview sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Today, we take a look at the University of Delaware Blue Hens, who are embarking on a historic campaign. This will be Delaware's first season competing at the FBS level after decades as an FCS power. The Blue Hens, now a member of Conference USA, and their non-conference slate in 2025 includes visits to Colorado and Wake Forest. Now, Delaware went 9-2 last season in their final year as a member of the Colonial Athletic Association. Ryan Carty is entering his fourth season as the head coach at his alma mater, Delaware, and I caught up with him to discuss the 2025 campaign.
And first of all, Coach, we were talking a little bit off the air. You guys were kind of in a transition phase last year, still in the CAA, but this is, you know, you're up at FBS now. Day to day, do things feel different? Are there any things you have to do that you didn't have to do at the FCS, even from like a paperwork standpoint, or is it just life as you knew it?
Yeah, you know, I'm blessed to have such a great support staff around here that kind of handles the things around, you know, the football side of things that probably need to get handled a little bit more during the transition and into FBS. And so I've been fortunate to not have to be too burdened by that many changes. You know, we also, hired a general manager in the last year postseason. And that's been great. Patrick Calloway has been such an awesome addition to our staff that's enabled me to, again, continue to focus on things that maybe a little bit less personnel based and more about ball. And so, you know, I think the day to day when it comes to the season, it kind of is what it is, right? It takes the same things to win, whether you're an FCS team or FBS team. You got to do the same things. You got to play hard. You got to play fast. You got to play tough. You got to play smart. You got to practice really well. You have to be really intense when you're out there on the practice field, and then also intentional when you're off the field, you know, in your preparation. And so those are the things that we've been really focusing on.
How's camp going?
It's great. You know, today is the last day that we had with the guys before classes start. So we're in game week now and camp is pretty much over, but you know, the actual school starts tomorrow. So that's another added wrinkle a couple of days before a game that, you know, again, there's always a lot of distractions when it comes to the back end of camp as school begins. And, you know, we're looking forward to kind of getting back into a groove as much as we can after this week as well.
When you look at the group heading into week one, where do you see the strengths on this team right now?
You know, I think probably the interior of our offense and defense is, you know, I think the kind of strong down the middle. I think our offensive line is probably the strength of our offense. And I think on the defensive side, the defensive line, linebackers, and our middle safety, KT Say, would probably be the guys that we would lean on the most when it comes to experience, communication, and production, to be honest. So we're excited about kind of the middle of our team, which is interesting. I don't think I've ever worded it like that. I feel like I'm a baseball coach. You know, we're strong up the middle, but we kind of are.
What were some of the big questions you had coming into camp from a position standpoint, and what kind of answers have you gotten to those questions?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think tight end was one of those, you know, those questions that we had as far as could people take the next step. And I think, you know, as the camp has gone on, I do think that both Elijah Sessoms and Connor Widhoff have really taken steps forward toward being, you know, really good football players at our level. And so that's one. And then on the defensive side, I think we wanted to see the other safeties other than KT Say really come along and who would take over some of those spots and who would push each other and get some really good competitions going. And I think both those spots, you know, those other two safeties that we play with, I think had unbelievable competitions this fall camp. And, you know, I think I'm looking forward to seeing how we produce on Thursday, I should say.
What's your quarterback situation going into the opener?
Well, you know, I think we're really deep right now at that position. I think it's one of those that, you know, you can't have enough of them, as we've proven in the past, unfortunately, to have a bunch of quarterback injuries over the last 3 years that I've been here. And so you can't have too many that are talented enough to go in and play. Whether or not we have that guy that's going to go in there and go win Conference USA for us, I don't know that yet. And I think that's something that we have to prove at this level. You know, I think we have guys that have proven to be able to go in there and play in games, and that's great. I would say top to bottom, we have 6 student athletes that could go in and perform well and not do bad things in a game. Whether or not we can go make the plays that can carry a football team yet, I think we have to prove that on the field. We have a couple guys that came back from last year that have played and started in football games and won them in Nick Minicucci and in Zach Marker. And, you know, I think those two guys are probably a little bit ahead of the curve right now just because of their knowledge of the offense and their experience. But there's a bunch of younger guys in that room, to be honest with you, that are pushing them. And from a talent perspective, just as good.
Given that, do you see it being one guy? Could it be certain guys in certain situations? And I don't mean week to week, but yeah, within games?
Yeah, sure, it could. Yeah, I never put that past myself and our offensive staff. We've done it before. I'm not afraid to do it. I, you know, I think it's similar to other positions in that, you know, you have to give people a chance to play in games. I think the unique thing about that position in particular is that they're wearing different colored jerseys all fall camp most of the time. You know, there's not many people that leave them live. And so, you know, some of the guys in particular in an offense like ours, the way that we recruit quarterbacks is that we want to recruit athletic ones. We want to recruit guys that are going to extend plays. We want to recruit guys that are going to be great with their feet, make people miss, you know, run after the tackle or run after contact. And you can't see that in practice always. You know, you're assuming, you're hoping that they can make that play at that point. You're hoping that that scramble turned into something. And so sometimes you have to kind of see what they can do in a game, you know, see what happens when the lights are on. And then on the flip side, there's some guys that maybe are drop back type guys that I've coached that, you know, I would have thought maybe would have taken a sack in a practice, and they turn into guys that can really hang in there in the pocket, and they really have a great job. They do a great job at keeping their eyes downfield when they're moving their feet in the pocket, and they're eluding rushers in a different way, not, you know, using speed, but using athleticism and movement in the pocket and skills and quarterback skills. So, you know, I think until you see those guys do that stuff in a game, it's really hard to say that they can or can't do it to help your team move down the field.
We need to take a quick break. We will have more with University of Delaware head football coach Ryan Carty in just a moment. But right now, I want to remind you that this podcast is brought to you by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Summer is here, and that means it's time to bring the heat and a new Honda. Head out on an unforgettable adventure. Maybe take a sporty sedan for a spin, all while driving with confidence. Now, you can check out the Civic, Accord, or HRV during the Honda Summer Event. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. And now let's get back to our look at the Delaware Blue Hens as we continue our conversation with head coach Ryan Carty.
When you look at the group this year, what excites you about them? And I don't mean from a talent, from a X and O standpoint, but I feel like a lot of times teams develop collective personalities. Yeah. What do you feel this group brings to the table that really excites you?
Yeah, I think there's an intense focus that this group has that not every team does. And I agree with you. There's each team kind of is indigenous to its own, you know, I don't want to say just culture, because culture is something that we try to keep as consistent as possible, you know, with our core values. But there is a certain personality that each team may have each year. And I do think this team is a very serious one. I think they go to work and they're fun to coach. They take to coaching. There might have been 1 to 2 practices out of those 19 that we had to drag it out of them and kind of stop the practice for a second and say, hey, guys, this isn't good enough. You know, the rest of the time they're policing themselves. There's a heavy leadership group on this team that really cares about the understanding that I think if we want to win games this year, we're going to have to do it, you know, by being the tougher team, by being the smarter team, by being more disciplined. And I think people understand that in this group that, you know, it's not just lip service. I think they're putting their money where their mouth is when they practice and they come to work and, you know, the details that they have, the amount of times that we have to get on somebody for being late to something or, you know, missing something. I mean, it's maybe more rare than most of the teams I've coached on. And so that's just exciting for me because it makes my job so much more fun, so much easier. And we're going to be here regardless, right? We're going to coach them up as hard as we need to. And when they coach each other up hard and they hold each other accountable, it makes it easier on the coaches so that we can focus on the things that we know are going to be important to, you know, to winning games on the outside of that, you know, when we don't have to worry about the foundational elements of the program.
My final question, I asked you off the top, like how life kind of day to day was different as an FBS. I'm curious, within the Delaware football community, how much has this move energized? Like, what are you seeing when you talk to fans, like, you know, after practice, stuff like that? How has this move up kind of change the dynamic there?
Yeah, I do think it's kind of galvanized, you know, us and kind of rejuvenated us a little bit. There's no doubt. I mean, it's always this, you know, such a historic program with a very tight, close-knit fan base. And I think the thing that this move might have done is, you know, increased the energy around that fan base, but then also added new hats to that fan base. There's a decent amount of people that I know are looking at us now that maybe weren't looking at us prior. And that's pretty awesome. It's exciting for someone who went to the school and loves it so much and has most of the things that I have in my life because of the things that I've learned here and the people that I've met here, to have a platform for us to kind of expand our reach and take our show on the road and be something where, you know, the helmet behind me can kind of be seen across the country a little bit more and a little bit more prevalently on a national stage gets me really excited. And I think the fan base feels the same way. I do. And trust me, it's going to be a tough season. We're going to have a bunch of unbelievable football games and great football teams coming in here. We're going to be on the road, taking some long bus trips and plane rides and such. And so it'll be a season that, you know, we're going to have our work cut out for us for sure. But we're excited as heck about it. I do believe that, and I think the fan base is as well.
And that will do it for this college football preview. This pod brought to you by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Want to thank Delaware head coach Ryan Carty for taking the time to talk with me. The Blue Hens kick off their season at home on Thursday, August 28th against Delaware State and their new head coach, former Eagle DeSean Jackson. Kickoff at Delaware Stadium is set for 7 p.m. on Thursday. Thanks for listening, and we will have another college football preview coming your way soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.